Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Winston-Salem Festival Ballet invites you to come explore the twists and turns of everyday city life through the eyes and movements of founder, artistic director, and choreographer Gary Taylor. Metropolis, a cityscape story screaming to be told, is coming to the Haynes Brands Theater in Winston-Salem with opening night Friday, March 9th at 8 o'clock, followed by shows on Saturday night at 8 and Sunday afternoon at 2. You'll find links to ticket information and more on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. Last week, Gary dropped by WFDD in between rehearsals for a glimpse of his Metropolis. What sorts of things jump out at you when you're thinking of a, you know, big Metropolis?
Those sounds and smells, you know. Being a traveler, my mother's British, so I grew up wondering why I love the smell of diesel exhaust, because it reminded me of London. So these sensory things like that are what I sparked upon when I started creating my ideas, basically a simple list of car horns, diesel smell, trash, noises, you know, ambulances that are so loud that you don't necessarily always hear in a smaller city, but it's prevalent, happening all the time.
And bouncing off the walls of those big buildings.
Ricocheting, echoing. So, you know, all those elements played huge when I started really to lay out the format for it.
And when you're thinking about it, representing some of those things in terms of movement, that's, for me, that's taking it out of my realm of conceivability. I'm wondering if that's a word, whether you could break down maybe just one of those and how that's represented in movement. And I know that this is also an evolving process for you.
Wow.
That's a big one.
To take one, because right now I'm in the middle of the creative process.
Is it a process in which you can conceivably go from, okay, now today is just choreography, tomorrow will be lighting, and the next day will be stage design, or does it have to all interweave every moment?
It interweaves every moment for me. Hmm. It helps me have a continuity of design element that makes sense for anyone. Hmm. And that seems like it clouds the thoughts, but simplifies it for me.
I'm similar in the way I produce this show.
Right.
I've been called an A to Z kind of guy. Is that apt for you?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not a lighting designer, but those elements play a huge part in the way I design how you're going to see something, and not just through a costume or an angle, but through the lights. I mean, I am actually bringing in Craig Stelzenmuller.
That's right. You've collaborated with him for quite a while.
I have, and Craig and I really can just look at each other with a glance and know what needs to be done. You know, we have a basic plot to approach this with, but it will be a work in progress and a design that's very unique. And so it's going to be wonderful to work with Craig. It's going to be a stress reliever for me for the week.
I know another very important aspect of any production you do is the music, and in this case, adding a whole other layer with a variety of perspectives with different composers. This is all original music.
All original music. I mean, some of these works the composers have, but maybe they haven't been presented to the audience and are on CDs and that I've selected. But connecting with these different composers has been very interesting. I mean, one through Monica Wilmont, the violinist with a symphony that's played in my lobby before a show.
That's the Winston-Salem Symphony.
Right. Her husband introduced me to one of the composers, Chris Heckman, who's a movie score composer, so his huge symphony kind of quality things, but very intriguing because he does video game composing as well, so it has a different aspect. And after our meeting, when we sat down and initially spoke, I felt like we were twins separated at birth, because every Danny Elfman, Tim Burton concept or the way he thinks, I love and think like that. That's, I guess, the dark side of me. And then
you're talking about great film score composers. Danny Elfman is a classic example.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I just knew that, you know, when someone like that, I know that we're going to connect. Eric Schwartz with the School of the Arts has had some brilliant compositions. Pieces that I've selected of Eric's are very groovy, abstract, that sparked me off in another direction. And John Wilson, who's had just an array of different types of music, he throws at me left and right, and it's been wonderful to select his works. And
that's right, and John's a great percussionist as well.
Yeah, so it's not just a straight-up composer working with someone. And then the two people I feel like are the, you know, mentally the composers that create are completely different. So it's nice to draw from two different mental attitudes and backgrounds. And same thing with John Wilson. John Wilson's a percussionist and wonderful with music and creating original work. And then I've also got Tracy Thornton. He's a pan man. He plays the steel drum. But I've known Tracy for over 20 years. And we've done original work together before. And so I wanted to pull from that, because my first concept was Heartbeat of the City, what is this? You know, the rattling of a car going over a bridge as it makes a rumble, a consistent rhythm, or the, you know, car horns honking and the echoing through the alleyways to actually create a rhythm. You know, simple things like that. And actually, the cool thing about a metropolis or a city like that is you get downtown and you close your eyes and it comes alive in another way. And so those sparks, I knew percussionists would have and understand that concept when I started working on the wanting the music that could relate to that. So it's been exciting.
Neat. I can picture it now. Haynes Brands Theater and Milton Road Center for the Arts. What are you going to do with that space?
I'm going to present the show in a way that if you came to each performance, you could sit in a different part of the theater and get a totally different perspective of what you just saw.
That's unusual.
Very unusual for dance.
Isn't that kind of spinning the ideal on its head? I mean, you're supposed to go and wherever you are, any seat in the house is the perfect seat.
Oh, no. This one is, I'm going to have multiple things going on. I'm going to have multiple angles. There are five different perspectives that you can watch this show at, and only three shows available. So I think you should definitely take advantage of more than one.
But isn't that the way street life is in a big city? I mean, you're on the 50th floor. It's very different than when you're down at street level.
Yeah. What? Why do I keep going back to New York City? I mean, I walk down 49th one way. I walk back the other way. I get a different perspective. So when I wanted to create the work, I wanted them to be able to see the choreography and the way it was presented in a different perspective if they wanted to. I mean, you could come back from intermission and switch a place, and it will be completely different. So that design element for me was really important because I feel like it's very metropolis.
Metropolistic?
Thank you. Very metropolistic, yes.
Everyone has their own concept of what a city is or a metropolis should be. I'm in the audience. I'm sitting there. What am I going to see? What am I going to feel?
Well, the exciting thing is when you show up at the Haynes Brands Theater, you're going to be in a lobby and you'll probably hear live music and it's going to be like you're at a normal theater. But once you step through those doors of the theater, you're not going to feel like you're in a theater anymore. You're going to be in a cityscape. You're going to be on a road. You're going to be down an alleyway. I'm trying to transform the theater into a whole different way of experiencing it, especially for dance. I think for dramas and plays and everything, I think they definitely take you there. For dance, it's usually been historically presented in one type of way. And so I'm actually going to present it in a completely different way. And also, not just that, but the atmosphere when you're there. You could literally close your eyes and feel like you're somewhere else. You could turn a corner and feel like you're someone else. And then all of a sudden a dance production happens there. So it's completely different.
Neat. Call me a cat. My thanks to choreographer Gary Taylor. From a blind date to a corporate merger, from the sidewalks and streets to the penthouse suite and commitments large and small, Winston-Salem Festival Ballet presents a look inside the heartbeat of the city. Metropolis, a cityscape story screaming to be told, opens Friday night, March 9th at 8 o'clock, followed by shows on Saturday night at 8 and Sunday afternoon at 2. You'll find links to ticket information and more at wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.